the FBI revealing late today an alleged homegrown plot. Authorities say an Ohio man, inspired by ISIS and Al-Qaeda, bought two M15 assault rifles and a huge stock of ammunition. They say he was then headed to the nation's capital, where he was allegedly planning to take aim at members of Congress. Let's get right to ABC Senior Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas, who's been working his sources on this. Pierre?
David, tonight the FBI has arrested what it claims is an Al-Qaeda ISIS wannabe hell-bent on violence.
The plan, an all-out assault on the U.S. Capitol and members of Congress. The weapons, pipe bombs and semi-automatic rifles to shoot and kill employees and officials. The suspect, identified as Christopher Lee Cornell, seen here in his high school wrestling photo, was arrested this morning after buying two M15 assault rifles like this and 600 rounds of ammunition.
As soon as the purchase was over and he left the door, several agents came out and tackled him here in the parking lot and took him down.
According to the FBI, Cornell, who is only 20 years old, took the final steps today to travel to the nation's capital. The FBI locked in on Cornell after a confidential informant came in with a tip that Cornell had been posting disturbing messages and videos on Twitter, expressing support for Al-Qaeda and ISIS. One Twitter message stated, "I believe we should wage jihad under our own orders and plan attacks." At one point, he cites the long-dead radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula as having already given the thumbs up for such attacks. Cornell is the latest of more than 50 so-called homegrown radicals arrested by the FBI in recent years, many who saw Awlaki as inspiration.
And Pierre, as you know, there was a lot of concern about homegrown terror after what we saw in Paris last week and the kind of surveillance needed to catch suspects before anything can happen. So how did they manage to catch this suspect?
Well, they kept him under constant surveillance, watching his every move. David, it was a classic sting. Cornell thought he had a partner to help launch those attacks, but that partner was an FBI informant who brought in that tip.
All right, Pierre Thomas leading us off tonight. Pierre, thank you.